everybody. Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, writes in the Shulchan Aruch in Evan HaEzer Simin Kuf Chaf Vav in great detail how to write a get, a divorce document. A get has to be written very, very specifically and precisely with every item, the names, the date, the location, etc. Every item has to be written correctly and precisely. And when it comes to the month of Iyar, if someone were to get divorced in Iyar, the halacha is that the name of the month, Iyar, must be spelled with two yuds in the middle. Aleph, yud, yud, resh. That's the halacha. And there is a perush to the Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer called the Beis Shmuel, written by Rav Shmuel Feivish, who died in 1698. The Beis Shmuel is printed in every version of the Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer. And when it comes to the halacha that the month Iyar must be spelled with two yuds, the Beis Shmuel says in Sif Katan Chaf that the name Iyar, Aleph, Yud Yud Resh, is an acronym for Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. That's all the Beis Shmuel says. And there's another Peirush on the Shulchan Aruch that's also printed in every version of the Shulchan Aruch. It's written by Rabbi Kiva Eger, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim in our history, and certainly of the 18th and 19th centuries. He died in 1837. Rabbi Kiva Eger says about this idea that the name Iyar, Aleph, Yud Yud Resh, is an acronym for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that those people are the foundations of the Merkava. Merkava means a chariot. But Rabbi Kiva Eger's comments are very enigmatic. What chariot is he referring to? And what message can we take away from the fact that the name Iyar is an acronym for Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, and that they're the foundations of the Merkava? These questions are asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe of Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994 in Likutei Sichos Chelek Aleph on Parshas Emor, and he says the following powerful idea. The month of Iyar is particularly unique in that it is the only month of the year that has a unique mitzvah every single day of the month, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Every single day in the month of Iyar, we count the Omer. In the last month, in Nisan, we counted the Omer only some of the days. And next month, in Sivan, we also will count the Omer only some of the days in the month. But in Iyar, the Omer is counted every single day. We have a unique mitzvah every single day. And not only that, but the special mitzvah that we do perform every day in the month of Iyar is not just connected to time, but it is a mitzvah about time. In other words, some mitzvos are performed every day, but some mitzvos are performed at specific times in the day, or specific times in the week, or the year. You only eat matzah on Pesach. You only shake a lulav on Sukkot. You only count the Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. But with Sfiras HaOmer, it's not only that you perform this mitzvah at a certain time, but the mitzvah itself is about time. It sanctifies time. It counts time. It elevates the passage of time. We count every day in a unique way. So the month of Iyar is unique because it's the only month where we perform a unique, one-of-a-kind mitzvah every single day of the month, and that mitzvah is not just time-specific, but it's a mitzvah that marks and blesses and sanctifies the passage of time. And what are we supposed to do with that time? How are we supposed to sanctify our time? That, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is what Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Beis Shmuel are referring to. The Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Memzayin says, Ha'avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. The Avos are the Merkava. They are the chariot. And what does that mean? The Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes the Tanya in Likutei Amarim Perek Chaf Gimel, which explains this medrash as follows. What is a Merkava? What is a chariot? A Merkava is a chariot pulled by horses. The chariot has no will of its own. It goes exactly where the horses take it. It goes as fast or as slow as the horses pull it. And that's it. It has no motor. It has no will of its own. And that's what the Avos were. They were spiritual chariots. They were so holy, so dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they were like chariots doing whatever Hashem asked of them, period. Just like a chariot follows the horses no matter what, the avos and the imahos follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu just like that. Like a chariot. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says about Iyar. The name Iyar is an acronym, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Rachel, with a special mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer every single day. It's a mitzvah that sanctifies time, and we sanctify our time by emulating the avos and the imahos, by dedicating and devoting our time like chariots to follow Hashem whatever He asks, no matter what. That is what Iyar is focused on. That's part of our job this month, to become a Merkava, a chariot, doing the will of Hashem as we sanctify time, as we sanctify ourselves, preparing to be worthy to receiving the Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!